The Virginia-based owner of the Kewaunee plant, Dominion Resources, has been trying to sell the facility for months, but there have been no buyers. Dominion managers say economic conditions are forcing the company to just let the plant go dark. Bob Norcross heads the Gas and Electric Division of the State Public Service Commission. He says it may be that Dominion could not reach a new deal with Wisconsin Public Service Corporation and Wisconsin Power and Light, two firms that used to own the Kewaunee nuke and still buy power from it. Norcross says the big Kewaunee customers have other lower-cost power sources these days, especially natural gas.
Certainly gas is one of the primary options utilities are looking at now. Just within the last week or two, Wisconsin Public Service filed an application with the commission that they would like to purchase the Fox Energy plant.
Governor Scott Walker isn't blaming the private market for the Kewaunee shutdown. The Republican targets what he calls unnecessary federal regulations that he says slow the process for companies like Dominion to take advantage of economies of scale and keep their businesses profitable and open. But Walker is not forecasting any electricity shortage in Wisconsin, and Bob Norcross of the PSC says your lights will still come on.
Supply is in good shape for Wisconsin. The utilities have been looking at their portfolios for generation with and without Kewaunee.
Norcross says the Kewaunee plant supplied about 4% of the state's electricity, but that demand statewide has been going down. Presuming that Dominion goes ahead with its shutdown plan, it will trigger a lengthy decommissioning process overseen by the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.